dress better than people here or got iPhones that people can't even afford these days, and all this other stuff. Just coming on across. They're being brought in by boat, being taken to secret facilities. Yeah. We've been done in. Well, China is buying off of Brazil all the corn now. All their veggies, and this creates a deficit of $6 billion in just the first quarter of the fiscal year. You have to find a way to counter this. If you're in the United States, China's your biggest buyer, and they're going to go elsewhere. But, man, this world's stage. We've been sold out. They're just pissed. See, our federal government has sold us out. And they have allowed, they are allowing the whole border sham. They're allowing, they know the Chinese are all up in here like cockroaches. They know they're all over the place. They know this, and they're allowing it. The ones stifling the plan here are the red states. Are the red states and the ones saying, we're not playing this game no more. We're not doing it. We're not allowing you to buy land here. We're not, none of it. You see? There's clearly a war going on here. And, dude, we've been sold out. The Chinese troops are here. I'm telling you, man. All strategically, it seems to me like all you got to do is shut the lights out and make your move. Take out the comms, make your move. You got 1 million troops on the ground here, safely. You could, a decade ago, any other time in history would have told you China's going to have 1 million-man army in the United States. People are like, yeah, right, we'll shoot them out of the sky before they even hit the ground. It's like, shut your mouth. They're walking right across the border. And you weak asses just will not even approach the treasonous goons that are doing this with any accountability. Nobody. They should be hauled into court for treason for allowing this to happen. You know, Biden should have done been, you know, hauled into court and indicted and all these other things. But he's just a face. He's just a puppet, literally. Dude in a mask. This is establishment that's doing all this, just wanting you to throw rocks at one dude. I don't think so. It's a whole bunch of people that have sold us out, and that's the truth. They all need their day in court. And it's going to take Calvary. To get these criminals rounded up. Just be honest about it. It's going to take some guys that took the oath, that really took the oath and meant it. To serve and protect foreign and domestic. Anybody remember those words? Huh? Anybody? Freaking ghost town around here anymore, it seems, when it comes to that. Again, you don't see nothing like you used to in terms of militias in this country, forming like they used to. It seems like a few honeypots, Oregon standoffs, J6s, scared the crap out of everybody. And all the patriots is going to a Trump rally, which isn't fixing anything. It's going to listen to him bark and say whatever, and nothing is getting done. We need action, not lulled. We need action right now. We need it. It's past time. These dudes are already up in here. Again, they didn't need the Red Dawn jump out of airplanes and do it. Nah, that's theatrics. They just slipped in here. Y'all knew about it still. The whole world does. Trojan horse. Telling you. They're in. China, number one enemy to this country right now. Outside of your own government and politicians that have sold you out. That's the real number one enemy. We wouldn't be in this position if they wouldn't have done this. So you might have seen. They're trying to push upon everybody this bird flu apocalypse. And really a lot of people just not grabbing it. Like, no, we're not having this. We're not going back in a lockdown. Like, they're just like, no. Well, they're going to farms. They're culling millions of chickens. They're saying it's in the dairy. This has forced Hong Kong to suspend imports of U.S. poultry meat. So I just told you China just flat out quit buying. all these vegetables, corn, and all this in retaliation, because it's a war. And now, Hong Kong suspending imports of poultry because of this excuse. It's about to dry up. It's about to dry up. If it is bird flu tainted meat, it's going to be the only meat Americans are going to have to eat. Huh, can you believe that? You ain't going to get it nowhere else. Because ain't no one else selling it. Everyone's keeping their own food. We've seen this all across the world. They're not letting it go. Here they've done GMO'd the piss out of everything. And beyond meated everything. It's ridiculous. Again, growing your own food. The best way that I know to say to counter all this. Where there's a will, there's a way. Gonna keep it pushing. If you own a home and you have insurance, you may want to make note of this. Insurers are now spying on people and their houses via aerial imagery, and they're paying a little extra money to get the new and updated images, the newest that they can get, of everyone's homes. And when you're in cahoots with the government, like a lot of these places are, you got all kinds of data at your fingertips. Together, they're working on all types of stuff. So, yeah. This geospatial insurance consortium provides imagery insurers. Imagery the insurers use to study roof conditions and to look for risky property attributes. So they're literally admitting they're going in, they're zooming in, they're seeing if you're missing shingles on your roof. This is where we're at. They're going in to see if your HOA AI's telling them how thick your grass is. They ain't even gotta leave or drive down and look. Like, it's all from drone and from satellite. All this, man, it's crazy. So, insurers now spying to match them what they're seeing in this process. Trying to say, oh, they're looking at your roof, but come on now. With today's technology and everything else, they're looking right into homes. It's kind of ironic they're even mentioning the roof, because I feel that we already know with the right technology, they can see right through it. And they can see everybody doing everything, walking around, doing anything and everything. They sure can. And you know what? As long as you got a Wi-Fi router in the home, which you know every single one of these houses do, they can simply use the Wi-Fi router to map everything that's in the house. Sounds crazy, don't it? But it's facts, Jack. It's the truth. If you've been living under a rock.
Better get up out of that rock.
They can map everything in the house, even the bird in the cage, even the dog, everything, all of it, off the why they sure can. That's not even using any kind of special technology, man. Just keeping it on the sample scale. They've got you. They've got everybody out here, man, I'm telling you. In so many ways. They're checking to see if you got that blue roof.
Some gold or something.
All right. Man, where were you? Over almost an hour and a half in, getting into financials here. Okay. Keep it pushing. Bank of America says the copper. And the supply crisis of it is here. You don't have to wait no more. I warned you guys about this. Expect from here on, this whole summer from here on, people are going to be stealing, robbing, like you've never seen. It's going to get a whole different levels. Gold is still on a tear. As they say here, it's going to hit 3,000 an ounce. I don't doubt it. It's on a tear. I warned you about this moment. Get ready for it. Have your silver. Have your gold. Have your precious metals. It's all going to go through the roof. Here we are. It's here. It's here. Never told you to invest in much with a few things. timing is everything.
Yep.
We buy dips, we sell tips, not the reverse. Remember that. This is going to lead to unprecedented gutting of homes, thievery, on a scale never seen before. And when guys can get this stuff and simply, it's unmarked, I see them, they're going to start doing things like tagging this and trying to track copper by tagging it in different ways. But it's not going to, see, the thing is with metals, precious metals, it can be melted down. So you can stamp it all you want, serial number it all you want. It gets melted down, and there's no telling if gold in that chunk that you've got there is from bank vaults or if it's ancient gold. There's no way to tell. You know, some certain testing and high quality from different places could yield certain things. Yes, but all in all, you're not going to be able to track and trace modern day gold for nothing. Mm-mm. Or silver or copper once it's melted down. Now, you know, that's one thing. I don't even think silver's made a move yet. Gold, just doing its thing, on a tear, continuing to set records. But notice something. See this spike up, and then it comes and simmers down. It spikes up, it comes, it simmers down, it legs up. We are really in a position here where this thing can go parabolic. Where gold can just start to move so quick upward that it just, I mean, if it breaks three and keeps on pushing, just watch out. I mean, this thing is doing it. It's doing everything we ever warned of. If this is an investment you were looking to sell, to make some money, to buy some things, to get ready for the end or for whatever, this may be a window you're looking at, approaching tippish. Maybe. But it's the thing with the markets here. This thing could run from right now where we're at all the way up to 3,000 as they're calling. Or it's looking kind of tippish to me, where it means that it may do some bouncing around up here, but then it's got to fall back down, find a lower support. Like, it's the name of the game. It's how it happens. Nothing stays suspended forever up in stratospheric levels, unless it goes parabolic. If the whole economy is going to crash, well, this thing's going to go through the roof. 20,000 is what I was calling. Easy. Others are saying 30,000. And we're just getting started. But notice, now that Bitcoin's here, it serves as a great distraction because it's a big digital nothing. The real deal's lifting off. And the dumbasses over there don't even know. They don't even realize it. They don't even care. They're so infatuated with a digital nothing that the NSA created. Yeah. While the real deal picks up and runs. They're missing it. Oh well. Yeah. Oh well. You can lead a horse to the water.
You can't make them drink. Unless they want to drink it.
But you can't make it drink it. So, China in a gold buying frenzy. Oh, I wonder why that is. Why is every single central bank buying gold? China, everybody, through the roof. It's been record breaking. It's been all through every month on end. Throughout the whole scam, all the way up to this very second, and it's not going to end. Nope. I'm telling you. Yeah. Yeah, silver's where it's at. That's going to be the economical thing. It's going to be what most people can get their hands on. It's going to be what most people can trade with. Smelt down, get smelted down. It's going to be worth its weight in gold. Or in silver, of what it is. Silver, very key. Something I think a lot of you can get your hands on and hold on to out there. For part, above gold, copper, you're going to have to contend with the thieves at this point. I mean, get ready. I foresee a new wave of catalytic converters getting cut off and all this. As precious metals lift, anything that's got them, even computers got old, gold, guys that scrap them, all this stuff is going to inflate. It's going to increase. Look at this. PAMP. PAMP is like the official stuff out there. It's like the good stuff. The official bars, their serial number, and all this other stuff. Really high grade, high quality. PAMP Swiss. You can get all kinds of stuff. You guys seen me talk about Valcombi, another good ones out there. Valcombi has fractional gold that allows you to break off pieces in 1 gram pieces, which I really like. For barter. Well, as you can see here, even Costco, we reported before, Walmart selling record amounts of gold. Costco selling up to 200 million in gold bars per month. That's Wells Fargo's estimates per month. They're selling that much. So, this goes to show there are people up there gobbling it up, knowing, feeling what's coming. I just hope that some of you guys out there listening have made moves. I know some of you have. I know some of you have even gotten in smelting and all that. And I applaud you. Someone's going to have to do it. Someone's going to have to learn from every community, every neighborhood. When desperate times come, which are around the corner. So, you know, the thing with gold, I'll finish with this, with gold. Is that if you're going to buy gold, know there's a difference. I'm going to try to educate you right now so you know, okay? This is, you need to know some of these small details. For instance, if you're going to deal with barter in your community, and you're going to say, okay, every gram of silver is worth this amount, well, then that's what you do. If you say, and you're going to have someone making that. You're going to have someone making 1 gram, 5 gram, 10 gram rounds or bars for barter. It's going to become the new currency. Rounds would be like coins, and the little bars would just be little bars. But you're going to have someone that can smelt this down, get all the impurities out of it, and get you a 999 weight and say, okay, here you go. Here's 5 grams of pure silver. And you're going to be able to barter like that. So what I'm getting at is this. Here's the important part. If you're out there smelting or doing anything like that and you're trading within the community for barter, any kind of gold's going to go. Any kind of gold can be melted down when it comes down to the lights out and having to do barter, it's just going to come down to the purity and the weight of it. And whatever you want to agree upon, okay? But here's the very important part. If you're someone that's looking to buy gold right now and you want to invest in it, let's say we're in a dip and you wanted to wait for this moment right now where it's going through the roof, to sell it. You do not want to buy scrap gold or shot gold. Even if it's 9999, a vial of it or anything else. You want to buy only the bars like this that are from PAMP, that are serialized and numbered to hold on to. Why? Because when you go to offload the gold or the silver or whatever it is you bought, first off, you got to find a place to do it. And in town, there's only going to be a handful of places to deal with it. And several of them are going to try to hit you with pawn shop prices, like 10% of it. You find the right place, like a Coins Plus or a Gold Buyers, they'll give you a few dollars under spot, but they will not buy, even if it's pure, they will not buy the round that you just made. They'll say their dealer won't take it. Do you see? They want to be safe, and for the safe side for them, they will only buy these. That way, if anything's ever been stolen or anything else, it can be tracked and traced, blah, blah, blah. All this other crap. That's it. But I'm telling you, if you're someone's looking to buy it and offload it like this, the last minute here, get some dollars to buy other supplies. I'm warning you. And you better listen. Someone, thank you for that coffee. Much love right back to you. Best way to support the show right there, and I appreciate that more than you know. Appreciate it to the fullest. Man, all I can do is try to tell you guys best I can. You know, I don't want someone going out there and buying, thinking, oh, they're getting a huge deal on this gold, and they have it in mind that one day they're going to take it to one of these places and they're going to cash it in and get the full price for it, when they're going to tell you, no, we're not taking it. Like I said before, and I'll end on this. Scrap gold, shot gold, anything that you melt down yourself is good for community barter. When you go to cash it in with any shop, any large-scale business, they're going to want bars that are serialized. So buy those and hold on to those if that's your plan, if you want to cash them in. If you're just long holding, man, you take in whatever gold you get your hands on. So, I'm going to switch it up. Keep pushing. Good evening out there, Marie. Much love to everybody out there. We have another container ship that lost power, this time in the NYC harbor. And this is right what before bridge, the bridge Narrows Bridge there.
Oh, Lord. Another bridge ahead.
You can see the shot right here of it. Dude, are you kidding me?
Is that four now?
It took three escort tugboats and then three more to bring this boat under control. I mean, seriously. Wow. You've got boats all of a sudden losing power.
Sound like a hack to me.
And I just noticed in this image something. Wow. That's, I guess wherever somebody was, I'm guessing they were on a boat with a window here. But if you notice, look, you see a ghost city in the background. That's crazy because of the shot. The reflection of New York City the opposite way behind them in the window. It makes a ghost city in the clouds. I remember seeing stuff like that years ago, but something just as simple as this can cause this to happen. And someone could see this show tonight that's not righteous out there and could snap, pull from this and create some lies and push it out there. Ghost city scene, wherever, New York, in the sky. No. Reflection. Anyhow, a boat losing control by a bridge like this again.
It's a fourth one now.
I'm not buying this crap, man.
No. Sounds like hacking to me.
Something's going on. I'm going to say they're getting attacked for sure. Cyber attack. Power's going out. Something along the lines here. Something's happening.
Yeah. That doesn't usually happen with those kind of boats because they can drive themselves. Yeah, so, you know.
I don't know, man. I don't trust it. Don't forget there was another incident in another state. It didn't take down the bridge, but it hit it.
That's five.
And now this. So just keeping track of
them. Five altogether.
And check this out. An update to East Palestine. Norfolk Southern, after all this time, well, they think no one's paying attention. They are to pay $600 million to East Palestine over the toxic train derailment that took place there. You guys may recall the waterways, everything else around into the farmland. all just
decimated,
just wasted.
Yeah,
wasted with toxic chemicals. And this is a settlement in a class action lawsuit that took this long to play out. So half the town was told to evacuate. It's been a disaster. It's an ongoing disaster. It's still not cleaned up. This area, like, these people got to move out of there forever. It's just like one of them Chernobyl type sites. Like, you just got to give it time to dissipate. A million gallons of hazardous material. Yeah, that takes time. I mean, all the people that's got all kinds of health problems, including rashes and headaches and other issues, man, 600 million. So a lot of these people, this is the payout. This isn't going to take away the pain and the suffering, but this is what they're throwing at it.
Wanted to update them a lot more money than that.
Now, starting to get into some juicier headlines here, man. Alex Jones.
But listen to this.
Which I've given you my opinion on plenty throughout the years. This could be a psyop within itself, too. Anyhow, he is to sue the CIA.
Oh, Lord. Good luck with that, Alex.
After an undercover reporter claims that the agency went after him hardcore. Now, the video and all that is very intriguing, but it just... just got this thing. I don't know what to call it. I call it knowing. Just... it's more than a gut instinct and intuition to know that there's something more to a story than what the regular fish are going to gobble up. First off, look, man, I've been in this game a long time. And I know some of these characters for what they really are. Whether people like them or not, whether they see it or not. Alex Jones was put out there to be tore down on purpose for a reason. And no one came to his rescue. He was ordered to pay, what, like $500 million or something crazy to Sandy Hook families. And what it did is set the precedent that if they can do that to him and no one's going to rescue him, everyone else below him smoked. Anyone else that did anything, Sandy Hook or this or that or anything, you'd be smoked. No one's coming to the rescue, right? Well, Alex Jones in InfoWars has long been an operation controlled by Stratford, which is an Israeli front group operation out of Texas, right down around the corner from the base of InfoWars. We're way too lazy out there to ever do the homework. And see, I've ran the streets with all these guys. I've met all the journalists that work for InfoWars and this and that. There's some good guys over there. They're half minutes, they've went through there and no longer work there and all this and that. And there's been suspect individuals. The main suspect is AJ himself. Him and Ventura sneaking into Bohemian Grove. They didn't sneak in nothing. They were let in to do what they were made to do.
Yep.
What they were made to do. You're gatekeepers, man. Any real truth during the game is always known this about AJ. Always known this being controlled by exactly what I told you, Stratford. It's proven facts. Still to this day, probably the money coming in from there. How do you think he's got mansions and drives a Hellcat and got these luxurious studios and all this other crap? Like, they sell Mel Vitality big time too. That's another big part of it. Alex's dad was doctor or a guy Dennis. That came across
Dennis.
All these supplements, all these medicines, and opened the door for Alex to be able to sell them and spin them and spew them. If no one knows that, yeah, says Daddy is the one that opened that door for him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all they do over there, selling supplements and made millions off of doing so. Plus, you know, all their Hillary for President t-shirts and everything else that they've just used the movement for. It's all they've ever done, is just make money off the movement. Never really gave back to it. Far as I could tell, some of the realest cats that I ever seen come to InfoWars were used and abused.
Yep.
You know, some sitting in prison or have gone to prison.
David Knight is one.
David because Biggs of their involvement.
Another one.
With it.
Yeah. Yep.
Joe Biggs.
Joe
free
Biggs,
him.
That's what I
free
meant.
Joe Biggs.
That's what I said. That's what I meant, Joe Biggs. That's
they locked him up, threw away the key like he never existed. Get out of here. Other guys went in and did these short little stints. Makes you wonder, huh? Makes you wonder. How's this dude go do, like, a 30-day bid and, like, this dude get 20 years? Yeah.
Howard Schroeder.
You should be smart enough to figure that out.
Made a deal.
Anyhow, my gut tells me this is something that they created with their own puppet to do this whole thing, and they control it all. Until somebody proves to me otherwise, that's how I feel. But also, how dumb could this guy be knowing in this James O'Keefe day and age, Project Veritas, where everyone's undercover at places where you go out to eat with a hidden camera, that you're going to tell some stranger all this. You're sitting with a journalist, first off. You're just going to tell him these things. Under what? Did he take an oath? This is top secret stuff. Like, why would you even say anything? Any of this stuff? Ever. It seems seeded to me. Oh yeah, it does. Anyhow. Well, I'll play this piece here for you. Just, sometimes you just gotta have the eyes to see. You gotta be smarter than these pieces of shit.
You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
Does Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
And let me just tell you this. What this does say right here, again, what this does say, this guy admits they went after AJ to simply defund him, demonetize him.
Yep.
What have they done to all the rest of the truthers out here?
Same thing.
Who do you think has been behind it?
Alex,
it's pretty bad when your own tax professional says, yeah, I think that the feds were behind it.
No, well, yeah, they're the feds, not Alex Jones.
Hmm?
The feds been behind it.
Hmm?
And I'm sure he's connected.
He's behind all the demonetization and all this. It's yeah, them.
It's
and
them.
This right here proves it. So if AJ's going to sue, all these other truthers got a piece in this lawsuit. Do you understand? Including me. And I can prove it. I can prove the censorship. I can prove it all. The unfair demonetization. All of it. They attacked me. Just as they attacked everyone else. Well, let's see what happens here. Or is it just another honeypot?
Unless with that. Unless with that. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
We get really close. We call it a nudge. A nudge.
A nudge.
Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick little just to see what happens. Sometimes you like the fuse and just wait for it to pop.
Last thing we're putting on the fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
Alex Jones.
Yeah. So we were after him.
You are?
He did what we wanted.
We took what?
We took his money away, chopped his legs.
Gavin O'Blenis is a contracting officer at the CIA. O'Blenis worked for the FBI in 2021 and 2022 in the San Diego office, moved on to Homeland Security where he conducted asylum interviews at the southern border, and now works for the CIA managing multi-million dollar contracts across...
And he just so happened to sit down with this journalist and give him all these secrets. That's what I do not buy about none of this. And a dude that's even talking right now, the journalist, is probably trained by the CIA.
Government agencies and private sector vendors.
I'm not supposed to tell people. And
I'm not supposed to tell people. I say intelligence with shit. Yep. Like, dude, just get out of this whole thing. I'm telling you, it has this feel. When you've been in the game long enough, you develop this you know how they roll. Yeah. Just like you know how they dress in the field. You can see undercover feds. You know.
You smell it, dude.
Amazing.
So I deal a lot with like different agencies. We're contracting with like Director of National Intelligence to do stuff. We do Navy, Army. Really, I just FBI. I used to work for the FBI, so through the FBI, they're like, here, you used to work there.
Oh, I'm from there.
So, yeah.
Good. Well, why do they call it contracting?
Because I do the contract. I do all the legal contracts. And I fly out to vendors and evaluate them. I love the agency.
Good for you.
I went to the Bureau, too. The Bureau was a lot of fun. I got to do a lot of cool stuff with the Bureau. I was the guy in the back of the truck in the van.
O'Blenis spoke to an undercover Sun Investigations reporter about his work experience involving near entrapment and his employers' involvement with political commentator Alex Jones's legal battles.
As long as the Bureau is able to progress far enough to be able to put pro-lifers in jail whenever they want.
Yeah.
You think that's on the agenda?
We can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
Make something up.
You create the situation to where they have no choice but to act on their impulse. And once they act on that impulse, then we call that entrapment. It's a fine line.
Does Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
Yeah. We get really close.
Not officially?
No. We get as close as we can. We get as close as we can to it without doing it.
So they can entrap some of these pro-lifers into doing things that they don't
do. Depending, yeah. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just gotta give a quick little, just to see what happens, right?
And how does that happen?
You put a post out there, or you have someone fake the profile, say something that triggers, that we know is gonna trigger.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he just said?
Oh yeah, I heard it.
We put a fake post out there, or we just have some troll come up and say something
propaganda.
That triggers them.
It's propaganda.
Dude, this is a full-scale operation in real time, happening daily. You don't think it's not happening to us?
Oh, yeah. On all social media. On all social media.
In our chats?
Yeah.
In real time? Fuck y'all. You bitch-ass sellouts that sold us out. Every one of you. I reserved my F-boss for the right time. I hope it blew your fucking ears off. You bitch-mates. You sold us out. You do this. Take an oath to serve and protect, but this is what you do? You spy on your Americans? You set them up unrighteously
to attack them? Attack them and defund them?
Look, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. I'll tell you something. Somebody's got to step up.
Not
say something.
Stuff
well, everybody just goes sit in the dark and little scared bitches and not say nothing all the time? That's how I got in this position in the first place. No one letting them hang. All these people swore to serve and protect. Where they at? Foreign and domestic. Where you at? Out there tweeting. Out there the Trump rat. Where you at when you see stuff like this? Treason. It's going to go on forever. Ain't nothing ever going to happen. That's why I'm going to keep calling them out. Hoping they do something. But I know better. Ain't no one going to do nothing till the lights go out.
Nope.
I hope that some of you get your knowledge on and you're wise enough to see. We're sold out. Stick a fork in it. I mean, these dudes do whatever they want. Now you can see that they've gone after cats like me. Alex Jones fully attacked us, demonetized us, shut us down. What's the next move? Huh? What happens when you can't silence someone by doing all that?
Probably just shoot you.
What happens next?
Just start killing people, rounding people up.
I'm not even playing this whole clip. Because I felt like I'd be feeding more into a psyop. I gave you the warning right here. Let him sue. What good does that do for any of us?
Nothing.
AJ gonna get his money back? He's gonna do anything for you? Gonna do anything for anybody else? Never has anyway. Mm-mm. I've never seen him go back and give back to the community.
No, I haven't either. He's always wanting money.
Anyhow, there's players in this game, and you gotta know them. It's musical chairs, man. Some of these goons. Look at this. Chicago's Lori Lightfoot. You seen how bad it got up there? it was on her watch that she created all the madness. Again, a sellout politician here. Sold out all the people up there. She don't care. Remember, this is the lady that came out talking about a new world order and Skull and Bones and all this live on TV, like openly. And she's the creepy one. Anyhow, she gets a $400 an hour job.
Wow, I wish I could.
Wouldn't you like that?
Yeah, it was
wouldn't
a good
you like
job.
An opportunity to at least apply?
Oh, yeah.
To be looked at, to be maybe considered. F that guy, huh? Are you talking about Lori, huh? Well, anyway, she gets this job as a special investigator to probe Tiffany Hinier. And it's her $400 per hour. It's just insane. So, you know, every day, 8-hour shifts, $400 an hour, doing what? Probably wining and dining. Oh, with Tiffany Hinier. Who knows? I don't know, but that's just crazy. $400 an hour job just to give to one of the goons, like here. I mean, that's how they take care of it, right? This is also how the game goes. You get corrupt judges out there that are, you know, they're not nowhere near as righteous as, like, Judge Britt out there in our chat. But you get judges that do things like this. They reduce Roundup verdicts, which should go higher. It was $1.5 billion to go to families that suffered from cancer and all this other stuff. They reduced it down to $550 million. So they basically dropped $1 billion off of the tag and said, F y'all, while no one's looking. For real. My God, it's too much to give to the goy. You better take $1 billion off that and just stick them with 0.5. Yeah. So, yeah. Ordered to pay 1.5 before it even a dime gets coughed up. Federal judge come in there. There's a judge in Missouri. Does this for Monsanto. Talk about favors. Now we're coming to find out that 15 U.S. agencies knew that the Wuhan lab was trying to create a coronavirus before it was a coronavirus, like the COVID-19. So, we knew about this from Jump Street. We were warning about the Wuhan, the military games there. We were talking about all of it as it was happening. Like, because that's what we do. Other cats are regurgitating this like months and months and months later, like it was breaking or something. I just don't get it. Like, they keep us in that much of a bubble? Is that what's happening? They keep us in that hidden? That censored here? That when viral truth is talked about, it just doesn't go anywhere? That they can keep it hidden right here in this bubble till literally they want to break it loose months later when we done talked about it and exposed it all? It's pathetic. It's pathetic. All these platforms, ain't no better on X. Over on X, I'm in the dungeon. I'm flatline. Elon didn't do me no justice. He didn't do no right-wingers or any conservatives any justice. No truthers any justice. No one like me. Maybe if you're out there pumping some Trump MAGA crap or something like that, they'll let the algorithm pick you up. Nah, you're a real truther. They got you in the dungeon. They won't even respond. They got me flatline. That ain't righteous. That ain't fair.
What's not?
That's the worst censorship I can find or see. When I have people come in on X on a daily in my notifications and in the analytics, it's flatlined. It doesn't show one gained, one lost, nothing. You go look at my numbers. I'm always stuck at the same number there. They've got me in the dungeon. It's insane. And I'm live there at night. You know what? I think we're going to try something new. Matter of fact, we're going to. I think that I'm going to target doing a space with these spaces and try to flip the script here over on Twitter. It'd be a unique stream that will only be on Twitter because it'd be a Twitter space, but it's different than going live. I was talking with Spiro the other night about this, and we're probably going to fire up one here soon. But it's not like when I go live. You have to create a space. It's a totally different live format. And what it allows, this is the unique part, and this is why I'm going to do it. It allows all kinds of people that are not your followers, subscribers, anyone, to see that you have created a space across the entire platform. So it like breaks that censorship barrier that we're hidden behind. Where cats like even Elon can sit there and see that you're in a space with all these strangers. All these strangers can hop in, live into the conversation. And it's controlled different. So it's when you're live on Twitter like I am now over there, I'm live like I always do. But it's not a space. You have to launch the space different, and it reaches a different crowd. It reaches a whole different group of people the way that I see it. Because we're watching these people do it all the time. So we're going to try it. And if we end up getting censored there, hardcore, well, we're going to tell you. We're going to show you. You'll see it in real time. Now, the CDC, they're busted. They hit findings of a possible link between the COVID jab and tinnitus. It seems like anymore every week I've got a new one, but this is the latest. A link now between the jabs and tinnitus. And this is a horror story for anyone out there that got the jab and it's going through issues. Now, y'all know I'm pure blood all day. I have issues. When I read all these things, I've been having issues, man, with like my hands going numb and all this other stuff and around my stomach and then like some crazy stuff. And everyone keeps writing me all these different things, and I appreciate the concerns, but I see these things and I'm like, man, what the? Like, what is going on? It reminds me of like, I ain't been jammed, so that's definitely not what's wrong with me. I'm a big mystery. I've had something going on with me for years now, which no one can figure out. And now it's to my limbs where they're numb and they're messing up. I don't know what's going on. It's starting to get really scary, to be honest with you. Doing everything they say, taking these B12 shots, doing all this, and like, you know, nothing happens. I mean, I walked into the doctor's day, get another B12 shot, and he's like, oh, it's finally feeling better and everything. I'm like, no. And they all just looked at me like a ghost. Like, what do you mean? They're like, no. Like, they're actually worse. It's just getting worse. And it is. My hand's bothering the hell out of me right now. I keep trying to shake it out. It's crazy. No one can give me any answers. So that's what I'm finding. It's a constant. It sucks. It's bad. And trying to do anything and everything I gotta do, I gotta use my hands. I just gotta fight through it and fight through this mystery and feel like I'm being attacked every step of the way. And as I said earlier, this whole bird flu thing, they're trying to push it. If you guys don't know, they say a student has died of this strain already in the UK. In the US, days after noticing a new cough. What? Student dies of bird flu strain. It's already in the U.S. and the U.K. Okay, so they're putting a death connected to this. And just saying, they're trying hard, it seems, to try to push some crap here. And as I wind it down here, some border news. Biden's supposed to be signing some executive order. We'll wait and see what happens. In the meantime, illegal migrants murdering people left and right. Every week it's a new story. You know, we're finding out that China paid threat actors at least $250,000 a piece to operate inside of Canada in the years 2018 and 2019. And to me, these were the people coming in, setting up shop, acquiring the land, getting the buildings ready for all the people that are coming in now. For all of the invaders right now. There's paper trails. Dude, We're being shown this in the open. This isn't being kept secret. Like, they're actually showing us this in the open, and still the people do nothing. They do nothing.
Like they're neutered, or they're just under spell or something.
So, I'll wind it down here and end with this. Some updates out of Israel. So, genocide there continues. Israel now exchanging barbs on the world stage with Iran. You know, that final confrontation mode. We're coming up on it. And they just struck the Hamas leader's sons and grandchildren. They just killed the Hamas leader's kids and grandkids and just cut off his bloodline.
Not good.
If you don't think there's not going to be a retaliatory something in response, I wouldn't be surprised if this dude himself didn't go somewhere strapped with explosives on him or something and do something. When you do this, drone strike, targeting the car that his three sons were in, and kids.
Heard about that.
This is a nasty war. This is what they'll do to any of us.
Yep.
Yeah. If they can get away with it. Let me tell you something. When the lights go out, they will. So, how is Tehran going to respond to Israel? Well, that's the big question. And here any minute, some big stuff's about to pop off. Any minute. Telling you, any time now, it's just going to be retaliation. Here on this world stage. And that brings me to a close here on this stream. Yeah, I tried turmeric. Trust me, I've tried everything you can think of. Here, Clodius, I've tried everything under the sun. Anything anyone's going to mention in the chat, I've done been through, I've done mentioned to the doctors, I've done it. Trust me. I've been taking every blood test, every test you can, been scanned. Given so much blood, I've done everything you can think of.
Were your iodine efficient? Were your iodine efficient? Have you been struck by lightning?
So I just appreciate the prayers for those out there that really care. Those that support the channel, I appreciate it more than you know.
Are you using energy weapons on you maybe to do this?
Channels too? Like mine live and going. And with that, the support out there, man. I know that some channels would fade away. So, it's appreciated to the fullest. Wayne the Pain in the house. Much love to all you guys. Yeah, man. Yeah, I appreciate those of you out there that watch my back. That's for sure. They have my back. There's just very few people out there that are very true and very real. You know who you are. I appreciate you to the fullest. Unfortunately, this place is full of a lot of letdowns. And a lot of people that act like they're your friend, act like they got your back, like they're going to do this and that, and they're not. They're just users.
Yep.
Just want to use you up, and that's it.
So they're done with you, and then they move on to somebody else.
And I can't wait till karma catches them.
Yeah.
Remember,
I've experienced that.
You've got negatives in your life.
Put them out.
Drop the dead weight. You don't need to be taking on the karma. They're negative karma.
Kitty.
And much love to all you guys out there. Again, thank you for keeping me in your prayers. Much love to everyone out there that shares the stream. I look to be back Friday, God willing. Take us out here and some music.
This has been Underground World News Live. Featuring
and I'll see you guys next time.
Dabu 7 in the house. Thank you for joining us.
And God bless. It's all about the mission for the Most High.
Stay tuned for Dabu 7 coming up tomorrow night live here on our show on XM Radio.
All those fighting a real fight.
And across all podcasting platforms, thank you for listening for our show. And we'll be back with another one tomorrow night, so stay tuned. Keeping it fresh. Never know what's going to happen on the show. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care, everyone. Michael Lasova's the host. And in a news update, National News Podcast. Find us on XM across all platforms where you find your podcast on your favorite player or platform. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye for now.